Oh, praise God. He looked beyond my fault. It's all Monday. What a special day today. We have the privilege to come to his house, and to worship him, to acknowledge him. And again, after our service, I would like for you folks to join us over to Fellowship Hall for breakfast, and appreciate those who have made that possible. I'm going to ask Brother Jim to come, and you have everything set there, Brother Jim? Or you need? Okay, not Caleb can help. He's going to come share with us a few moments. Thank you, Jesus. Anyone have a testimony you'd like to share real quickly while he's coming?
Brother Walker, known to friend my nephew Caleb.
Yes.
And I'm happy to let everybody know that he went home the other day, Wednesday was, and he's been home. Everything's been great. And my niece nephew was at home with him Friday, and everybody's been good. God's still on the way.
Wonderful report. Ah, thank you. Thank you. Brother Jim.
Brother Joe is obviously taller than I am. I want to just share a few scriptures with you that were, as I was looking at this and trying to prepare for this morning, some things that just really encouraged me, and I think it'll be an encouragement to you. And let's have a word of prayer. We thank you, Lord, for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the resurrection of Jesus Christ that we celebrate this morning, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your presence here. And now we ask for your help, Lord, as we read your word. Open our hearts and our minds, Lord, and help us to receive what you have for us. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Reading from the book of John, the Gospel of John, says in chapter 20, the first day of the week cometh Mary Magdalene early, when it was yet dark, unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Then she runneth and cometh to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and saith to them, they have taken away the Lord out of the sepulchre, and we know not where they have laid him. Peter therefore went forth, and the other disciple, and came to the sepulchre. So they ran both together, and the other disciple did outrun Peter, and came first to the sepulchre. And he, stooping down and looking in, saw the linen clothes lying, yet went he not in. Then cometh Simon Peter following him, and went into the sepulchre, and seeth the linen clothes lie, and the napkin that was about his head, not lying with the linen clothes, but wrapped together in the place by itself. Then went in also the other disciple, which came first to the sepulchre, and he saw and believed. For as yet they knew not the scripture that he must rise again from the dead. Then the disciples went away into their own home, but Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. As she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre, and seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And when they say unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? She saith to them, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus saith unto her, Mary. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. Jesus saith unto her, Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and to your Father and to my God and your God. Mary Magdalene came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord, and that he had spoken these things unto her. I'd like for us to think just a few moments. I'm going to read a few verses and out of the book of Hebrews, actually. Jesus told Mary Magdalene, and Mary Magdalene's very, very important figure in this, in the resurrection story. I think she's mentioned in all the Gospels. We'll come back to her. She's a very important witness because she and the other women sat across from where the tomb was. They knew they could see exactly the way the body was placed into the tomb, and she saw all of this. And we'll come back to Mary in a minute. But Jesus mentioned to Mary that he was about his ascension, and I don't want to get into a lot of theological things here. But I want you to think this morning of the implications here of the resurrection and his ascension and what Jesus is doing right now for us because he raised from the dead. So I'm going to read just a few verses out of Hebrews and let these verses encourage you, as they've encouraged me. In Hebrews chapter 1 and I'm standing in my own light, in my shadow, actually. Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 10 says, "For it became him for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons into glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. For both he that sanctifieth and they who are sanctified are all of one, for which cause he is not ashamed to call them brethren." I just read from the wrong chapter. I'm sorry. Chapter 1. That was from chapter 2. Good verses, but not what I intended here. "And thou, Lord, in the beginning hast laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the works of thine hands. They shall perish, but thou remainest, and they all shall wax old as doth a garment. And as a vesture shalt thou fold them up, and they shall be changed, but thou art the same, and the years shall not fail." Talking about Jesus not changing, and just everything else, all of creation changes, but not Jesus. And just like those grave clothes that Jesus no longer needed, they were left in the tomb. And Jesus was clothed much differently when Mary saw Jesus. And he is not going to change. He's in heaven now, and he doesn't change. Very important words for people who are living in the last days. In Hebrews chapter 2, and verse 1, it says, "Therefore we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things which we have heard, lest at any time we should let them slip." People, Christians in the last of the last days, where it seems like the very biblical Judeo-Christian foundation of Western civilization is being shaken. You know, Paul said, he mentioned two things before the time that the Thessalonians thought they were living in, two things that would occur, and one was a great falling away, a falling away. And we need to, as verse says, we need to give these things heed, the things we have heard and what we're celebrating this morning here, the resurrection of Jesus Christ, is one of these things that we must make sure that we do not let slip. As so many people have fallen away, really. Verse 14 of chapter 2. Verse 14 says, "For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that had the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him the seed of Abraham. Wherefore in all things it behooved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of the people. Says that he did not become like an angel, he became like a man. He became a man. Made a little lower than the angels, made a little lower than those angels that were sitting in the tomb early that morning. Yes. To tell Mary, you know, to ask her, why are you weeping? But now he is forever in heaven, our high priest, making intercession for us. Isn't that a comfort to know? Are you comforted and encouraged by the Word of God? Just a few more verses. In chapter 7, verse 24, but this man, because he continueth ever, hath an unchangeable priesthood. Everything else in creation changes. His priesthood doesn't change. And he's there making intercession for us. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him. Okay, whatever you go through in these last days, he is able to save to the uttermost. He ever liveth to make intercession for them. For such an high priest became us, who is holy, harmless, undefiled, separate from sinners, and made higher than the heavens. Wow. This is very encouraging to me. In chapter 8, verse 1, now of the things which we have spoken, this is the sum. We have an high priest who is set on the right hand of the throne of the majesty in the heavens, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord pitched and not man. And chapter 9, verse 24, for Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us. He has appeared in the presence of God for you. Nor yet that he should offer himself often, as the high priest entereth into the holy place every year with blood of others. For then must he often have suffered since the foundation of the world, but now once in the end of the world hath he appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And lastly, in chapter 10, verse 19, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh. Other place in Hebrew, it says that we have an anchor. We have an anchor. Well, Jesus, on that resurrection morning when Jesus raised from the dead, he mentioned his ascension. Of all the things he could have told Mary, and he mentions his ascension. Mary is mentioned in all of the Gospels. Very important witness. There's a lot of fake news about Mary today. A lot of people say a lot of things about Mary. Mary, it does say that Jesus cast devils out of Mary. I can see why the devil would put out a lot of fake news about Mary. But in all the things that, all the things that Jesus is about to do, and he takes time to meet with Mary. Wow. The love of God and what Jesus is doing for us right now. I hope these scriptures have encouraged you as they've encouraged me. Pastor.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a great day. What a great celebration day. An opportunity for us to particularly focus upon Jesus and and who he is. Now, in a moment, we're going to stand, and I'm going to ask you to go outside, right outside these doors, and we're going to have communion together out there. And Brother Jeff Prayer, I want to ask you, and Brother Joe Green, and Brother Jerry, if you would help us in a moment, and Brother Jim, come down here, and Jeff, if you and Jerry would get one of the trays of bread, and Joe, Brother Joe, if you and Jim would get a couple of the trays, and we're going to go out front. We're going to get in a somewhat of a circle out front and have communion together as we see this day is upon us. So would you stand together with us and go out front, except those that are going to help me up here. Thank you much. And Brother Jeff, Brother Jerry, you'd come up and help us, Brother Joel and Brother Jim. I really appreciate everyone being here. Thank you so very much. Wow, and again, we want you to go over to the other building and have breakfast with us. Hallelujah. Sister Dawn, if you would, please.
Do you want me to play something while they're going out, or you want me to come out? Come on out. Okay.